Thank you. Thank you. But like some other music that we've done over the years in this general direction, it's dedicated to a great musician who's meant a lot to all of us over the years, great Ornette Coleman. So he's known for Ornette.
Yeah!
Of course.
Thank you.
different direction. Sure, you'll love it. These are both ballads. The first one is a tune that was originally inspired by some American folk music that I heard a real long time ago and always liked. And it's called Farmer's Trust. And then we're going to do one that features Pedro singing. And it's got a real Brazilian kind of influence to it. And that one is called Goodbye. And we're going to do them kind of together like one long tune or something like that. So hope you like it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yolanda, you learn.
Yeah. Before that, we did another one that was brand new, also in the So New Is Untitled category. And before that, we did a whole bunch of other stuff, and we hope you liked all of it. Well, we're going to wrap up our set tonight. Before we do, I want to take a second just so you can thank each one of these great musicians up here. One by one. I think last time we were around here, we had just added a couple new guys, and at this point, I don't see how we ever survive without them. Our new drummer is a musician I first heard a few years ago playing out at a club in Portland, and after about 8 bars, I said, boy, I want to play with him. And he's been in the band now for going on about 2 years, a little over 18 months now. From Chicago, Paul Wertico. Our bass player has been in the group just about from the very beginning, and it's really difficult to find anybody who's comfortable playing all these different styles of music, let alone somebody who's so talented to play the acoustic bass and the electric bass. He's just an all-around great musician. Also from Chicago, Steve Rodby. Years ago, I took a trip down to Brazil, and that's where I met our other member. I was down there to play on a jazz festival. This was in 1980 in Rio, and was kind of hanging out backstage, and this guy came up to me with a cassette like people do every now and then. And on this tape was some of the most incredible music I'd ever heard. It was all different styles, South American stuff, all kinds of jazz styles. There was everything on there. And I found out the next day that this one guy had played all the instruments himself and had sung all the parts and had done it on a 4-track machine in his bedroom when he was 19. I decided it would be a good idea to stay in touch with him. And the first chance that we got to ask him to join the group, we did. From Argentina, Pedro Aznar. And of course, the last member needs no introduction. But he's made such an incredible contribution right from the beginning. On the piano and keyboard and co-writer of most of the music you heard tonight, Lyle Mays! Thanks for coming out tonight.
Oh,